This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. MIT composer Todd Machover has created a brain opera, an opera starring robots, and another one inspired by sci-fi writer Philip K. Dick's novel Valis. Well, now the head of MIT's Opera of the Future group is unleashing his latest fusion of technology and tradition. Schoenberg in Hollywood premieres tonight at the Paramount Theater in Boston. Boston Lyric Opera is presenting it, and as WBUR senior arts reporter Andrea Shea tells us, it's been a long journey from Machover's imagination to the stage.
Todd Machover's new piece, which he's been dreaming of making for two decades, has all the essentials you expect from an opera: the singers, the musicians, the sets. But for the composer and his team, it also represents the art form's evolution. While looking forward is what the MIT Media Lab's Opera of the Future group is known for these days, Machover says when he founded the program 20 years ago, things were very different.
Nobody thought of opera and future in the same breath at all.
But Machover says since the beginning, back in the early 1600s, opera pushed boundaries.
It was always a kind of funky experimental form where it was the place to combine narrative and visuals and engineering stage sets and music that worked as a listening experience. And to do that, from the very beginning, you had to find new ways.
Now Machover is finding new tech-enhanced ways to tell a story about one of his heroes, the radical 20th century composer Arnold Schoenberg. The Austrian-born iconoclast is known for pioneering a new dissonant musical language. Machover says Schoenberg's music was, and still is, startling.
It's startling because the sounds are unusual, there's a lot going on at the same time, it's very demanding music.
Schoenberg, who was Jewish, fled Nazi Germany, where his challenging music was banned. He arrived in Hollywood in 1935 and had a meeting with a bigwig MGM studio executive about writing the score for The Good Earth. But the composer was conflicted.
When I heard about that story and this meeting, it just seemed to crystallize all of these contrasts. Serious art and commercialism and reaching a large public and being true to yourself and finding your identity and being political and changing the world. So I wanted to make an opera about this story.
Sure, but in the meantime, there's a job for you here. I'm looking for a composer.
Machover's ambitious concept was a tough sell, but eventually Boston Lyric Opera artistic director Esther Nelsons was intrigued.
Technology is creativity. For me, that is part of the excitement. It's a very different type of an approach, and so real and so innovative, and we're breaking boundaries. That is what ultimately great art does, and we are, opera is an art form of today.
Bringing this story to life would require cutting-edge visual elements and a set that shifts time periods like a Hollywood soundstage. The sound design would be unlike anything heard in an opera house before.
This is a visualization here where the sound is moving in the sound field.
That's Ben Bloomberg, a sixth-year Opera of the Future PhD student. He's playing a recording in a studio at the MIT Media Lab. It was made so he could program and control how the opera will ultimately sound in the Paramount Theater. The effect will be kind of like a hyper-advanced, highly precise, and nuanced surround sound. Once the production is in the theater, Machover and Bloomberg will place pre-recorded effects and the live ensemble's parts to create an immersive operatic experience.
We're imagining that the sound of the ensemble is almost a character in itself. It'll be moving around, it'll be changing size, it'll be changing shape and feel and texture.
But it has to be subtle. Machover says using tech to push the limits of artistic expression is risky.
Everybody's so aware of technology in so many ways that to solve the future by saying, here's like a new app or here's a new, you know, gimmick, or that's really not what I wanted to do at all.
Probably too loud for that keyboard.
At rehearsal in the Paramount Theater, Macover adjusts individual instruments and sounds on an iPad. Bloomberg makes changes in real time as the orchestra plays from behind a screen on the stage.
Could we just hear one of the riot samples just to make sure it's coming from the right place and not too loud for everybody?
While technology touches every aspect of Macover's new opera, in the end, he says it's meant to be a very human story about an underappreciated artist. Which begs the question, what would Schoenberg think?
Who knows? I feel like I've been collaborating with him through this whole process. I think he was a pretty imaginative guy. I like to think that he would have felt involved in this and would have gotten... I don't know, some real pleasure out of knowing that this happened.
And he hopes Schoenberg would be surprised and moved, which is the same hope he has for the 21st century audience at tonight's premiere. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Schoenberg in Hollywood opens tonight and runs through Sunday the 18th at the Emerson Paramount Center's Orchard Stage. You can see photos at WBUR.org. Also, there's a special exhibition about the opera in the MIT Media Lab Lobby Gallery.